paid my dues time after time. I've done my sentence but committed no crime.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to download the Devil Radio app from the Apple Store, Google Store, our website. Carry Devil Radio with you on an app on your phone 24/7. Listen to us, favorite show, whenever you want. It's the easiest way to even listen in the car. Okay, back to a lot more history. An astonishing exchange, in the Senate committee hearing between Dr. Fauci and Rand Paul of Kentucky. And it ended, by the way, in Rand Paul referring Dr. Fauci for criminal prosecution to the Justice Department. Okay. Now here's the background. First of all, Rand Paul's name is not Rand Paul. It's Randy Paul. He was born Randy with a Y, and his wife kind of looked at him at the end and said, you know, that's kind of a little kid name, Randy. And, you know, you don't look all that well. She was polite to him, but, you know, you're not much, you know, you look like a kid. And so I'll tell you what, once you knock the Y off and they'll think you're talking about Ayn Rand. Now, Ayn Rand, her first name is A-Y-N. Scholars refer to her as Ayn Rand. I call her Ayn Rand, is Russian. She came to the United States when she was 12 years old and she's lecturing everybody about capitalism. Give me a break. But anyway, the right wing loves Ayn Rand. They love Ayn Rand. Her novels, what really comes down to, without getting into it, you can Google it, is Ayn Rand read a little of Friedrich Nietzsche, misunderstood him, and then she wrote these bad novels, and everybody goes ooh and ah on the right. So suddenly he prowls around Kentucky as Rand Paul. And then suddenly he's an intellectual in Kentucky as Rand Paul, gets himself elected to the Senate, and he's distinguished himself by embarrassing himself and his state the entire time he's been there. And the fact is also, think about their other senator, Moscow Mitch. Now, what kind of state elects Moscow Mitch and Randy Paul? Well, Kentucky does. The home of my first cousins for a long time. My uncle worked for the DuPont plant in Louisville. Don't know if it's still there. This is like 60 years ago, 50 years ago. Great state. I love going down there. Don't love their senators at all. Anyway, so Rand Paul is interrogating Dr. Fauci, and it's an article of faith on the right that Dr. Fauci is a bad guy. I don't know why. I mean, look at the guy. He's the nicest guy in the world. He doesn't insult anybody. He doesn't insult Trump. He just says, hey, look, I mean, you should take the vaccine and you should wear masks indoors if you're not vaccinated, and you should social distance. And actually somewhat conservative. He said, you don't need a booster right now. And he goes, you know, I don't know if you need a mask indoors in California. You do, it can't hurt, but very reasonable guy. Rand Paul is going at him saying he lied. That's what he said. He said, you lied about the Wuhan lab and so forth. And finally Fauci, and this was great. You should Google this exchange. It's unbelievable. Fauci looks at him and says, Senator, with all respect, you do not know what you are talking about. That's what, you do not know what you're talking about. And he didn't. You know, if I'm the senator, I'm sitting there questioning an expert in epidemiology. Am I going to lay some epidemiology word on this guy? No, I'm going to ask him some questions. If I don't like the answers, I'll consult my own experts and I'll come out with my own statement. But you don't have Dr. Fauci sitting there going, you're lying. I mean, he did that. I don't know why. There must be some constituents in Kentucky that like that kind of stuff. I can't imagine they do, but apparently they must. And finally, he said, yeah, Luke, you're looking at the phone.
Yeah, I've got the sound if you'd like to hear Fauci tell Rand Paul he doesn't know what he's talking
outstanding. About. Outstanding. Can you get that up? That'd be great. Thank you.
Let me finish.
You take an animal virus and you increase its transmissibility to humans.
Right.
You're saying that's not gain of function?
Yeah, that is correct. And Senator Paul, you do not know what you are talking about, quite frankly. And I want to say that officially. You do not know what you are talking about.
That's outstanding. That's Dr. Fauci talking. That is the doctor, the good doctor talking. And then what happens was Rand Paul accused him of lying. I said, well, you're lying. And Fauci goes, if anyone is lying here, Senator, it is you. If anyone, you know, it takes some guts to sit in a Senate hearing, say a senator's a liar, doesn't know what he's talking about. And frankly, if a loudmouth had done that, you know, there'd be a gavel from the chair and all that. But Dr. Fauci is the gold standard. I mean, he's Biden's chief medical advisor on COVID. He is the guy that has pressed the vaccine, pressed masks, pressed social distancing. And he said, you know, we needed herd immunity. Herd immunity, you got to have 75 or 80% of the people to do it. And right now we have maybe 60% max. And that extra 15 or 20 is resulting in a playground for the variant to experiment through evolution. These things evolve like every 2 hours. This isn't like dinosaurs evolving, okay? And so what happens is there are mutations all over the place with this virus, and they figure out what they can penetrate and what they can't. And now, believe it or not, this Delta variant comprises 83%. The CDC just announced 83% of the infections in this country, 83%. And fortunately, Pfizer and Moderna are effective against it. Johnson & Johnson is somewhat effective against it, maybe entirely as well. That is still being investigated. But whatever one you got, remember something. You hear about crossovers and, you know, you're fully vaccinated. You did the right thing. Somehow you get it again. Well, let me tell you two things about that. One is that can happen in a very rare case. Very rare case, very few cases like that. But when it does, you ain't going to die. You ain't going to go on a ventilator. And you may feel ill for a little bit, very few of you. But I can tell you something else. If you don't get vaccinated, you can die. You can go on a ventilator. You can get blood clots in your liver, kidney, heart. You can have long-term neurological damage, earlier Alzheimer's, that kind of thing. And what you are really doing is interfering with herd immunity so that the 40% or so that won't get vaccinated because they got false information from Trump and the Republican Party. The Republican Party is the one that, quite frankly, is responsible for all this fighting against vaccines. The variant and all of COVID, you know, their viruses, they don't have minds. They don't, you know, it's not like they're doing any of this on purpose. They evolve, they mutate. And when they mutate, what happens is the ones that can break through and the rest disappear. And the variants that break through, they look different under a microscope, apparently. I haven't looked under the microscope myself, but I've seen reports on it. Their spikes look a little different, whatever. And suddenly one will evolve. One will mutate to the point where we're going to need another vaccine. And that is because about 40% of the people are listening to the Republican Party and won't get vaccinated. So even if you somehow skate free, or you do get COVID, but you don't have tons of symptoms, and you think, okay, I'm golden. No, you're not golden. What you just did is help to reinfect the country. And right now this is happening somewhat in Europe. We've imposed travel restrictions on the United Kingdom, on England, on Northern Ireland and Scotland as a result of this. And it could relapse so that it'd be like a year ago. This is what's happening with the anti-vaxxers. And Rand Paul is an anti-vaxxer. He's not been vaccinated. And he sits there, calls Dr. Fauci a liar. And at the end, the cherry on the sundae, he just announced he's referred a criminal letter on Fauci to the Justice Department. It's not going to go anywhere. But for a senator to refer the epidemiologist who wants people vaccinated for criminal prosecution, that's right out of Russia. I'm tired of this stuff. I got to go to a break. I'm going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.